for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hey, look, it's Death Metal Dave.
I don't still here.
He stayed the night with us. I don't know if his mic's working right now.
There it is. We talked a little bit about some crappy awards.
Right. Yeah, don't be spanking bears.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want to, but you can swipe the bear.
Yeah, we lost to Justin Bieber cuz.
Yep.
Yeah, we did.
And you can buy a crack pipe out of a vending machine. Which one wins best name of the year?
Okay, thanks. Highway Don't Care, I Drive Your Truck, Mama's Broken Heart, or Wagon Wheel?
Mama's Broken Heart.
Highway Don't Truck. Or what? wait, Highway Don't Care. I mean,
we don't drive. What'd you say, Dragon Wheel?
Wagon Wheel.
That's a great dish.
Or Every Storm Runs Out of Rain.
I picked the one I picked.
Yeah, me too.
Highway Don't Wrote, whatever you said.
Yeah, that was
Highway
Black Cadillacs.
Why is it all car shit?
I don't know. Is two black Cadillacs better than one slick black Cadillac?
Yeah, did you know Carlos Cavazo is playing for Rat now?
Yeah, dude, he was killer. Quiet Riot too, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. All right, episode 663, let's go. Kazoo.
All right.
What's new with the kazoo?
That's good time.
It's good time sound.
Hello, and welcome to episode 663.
That's right, it's
663. Yeah.
It's hump day.
It is Wednesday, February 26th.
That's right. We've kidnapped Dave and kept him in the studio over 2 days now.
Right.
And now he's cutting off his hand making a lampstand.
This is great,
This
guys.
Is Blind Melon. It's a song about Ed Gein. I never knew it existed until my friend Dave told me.
They have a lot of great
He's
going to
use your hand.
Hell of a lot.
Shannon Hoon is dead. Breaking news. He's passed
Breaking
away.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Dun, 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 dun,
just off the ticker tape.
When he said, when he died, I said, don't cry.
Did you cry, though?
No.
Do you think Axl Rose cried?
Yes.
They were good friends back from Indianapolis, and they moved out to California to make it. Did you know that?
Yeah, no, that's why. I did not know that.
That's why they put him on the song "Don't You Cry Yai Tonight," and he was in the video too.
Both songs. He's in both songs.
Yeah.
And he didn't. I don't know. I think he's one of the greatest voices in the world.
He was Shannon Hoon. I didn't know. Yeah. Rest in peace, Shannon.
Another one gone.
Why does heroin have to kill everybody?
Right.
I ran into a guy at the comedy show that had a hook for.
Why are you running into people?
Because he had a hook for an arm.
So you just run into him?
Like, not like a regular, like, a hook that has, like, you know how they used to come out and then they'd go back to where it's, like, two pieces?
Uh-huh.
It was just like a fucking Captain Hook.
Sure.
Like a metal hook, right? And so, like, I told him the story that I told you guys about the lady asking me not to do the leg trick. And he's like, shit, I could be funnier than any of those people by just taking my hook off and throwing it on the ground. And I was like, that probably would get more laughs.
That would be pretty funny.
I was like, good to meet you, man. And he's like, yeah, someone's looking in the cars in the parking lot, man. Fucking meth's really ruined the Whitaker district. It was a lot better when it was just heroin. And I was like, that's cool. It's better when it's heroin. I was like, my name's Terry. Good to meet you. And he's like, yeah, I'm Lefty. No shit. He said his name was Lefty because he just has the left arm. I said, hey, I'm a lefty too. All right, cool.
All right.
Good times.
I was just looking at these Academy of Country Music Awards that we were talking about because it's on the Dr. Pepper label.
Fuck that shit. Okay, let's talk about it.
But I just wanted to just say some things that are just kind of...
Dude, say
fun facts.
Kind of funny. Come Songwriter on. Of the Year, one of the guy's names is Shane McAnally.
Ooh.
MC Anally.
That's how you
I bet he wants to go by McConnelly, though.
I'm thinking he wants to go by that, but he can't beat that.
That sounds like a good rapper's name.
MC Anally. MC Anally.
That is my favorite gay dubstep guy.
Right on.
MC Anally.
Aren't they all gay?
That's what Quagmire named his daughter on the...
MC Anally?
Oh, he named her Anally.
Oh, I did. Awesome. Cool. I met Mac Moss last night, famous local rapper.
Right. Oh, yeah?
You know Mac Moss? I found out his name is Tomas. No, seriously, his name's Thomas, but he goes by Mac Moss. Yeah.
Because he's a rapper.
He's a Macker. He's a rapper, yeah.
Because he likes the Big Mac.
I'd been seeing my buddy Zach Rowe, our buddy Zach Rowe, posting his page, sharing it to like him. He's one of the local representing the AO.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to put a quick shout out to that Pizza Now. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I was on a little bit of a... It's
he
like,
didn't know what to think.
Having a little bit of a spell on needing something to eat, and so we got on down to Pizza Now. Ready
he
when
had
you
the
are.
Cinnamon bread.
And it was very good. Oh, thank God. You.
Man. It was good.
You know what's great about the cinnamon bread?
It's just called Cinnabread, by the way.
Cinnabread. It's what the smell, man, that aromiates right. wherever you take it.
And that is a word. Aromiates.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Google.
Yep. The glaze. Dire Straits sang about them.
The glaze was amazing.
Juliet.
It was,
amazing,
man.
Amazing glaze.
How sweet the sauce.
ACMA award, too. They have awards for Casino of the Year, small capacity.
Wow.
Casino of the Year, medium capacity.
Did the Mill win? The Mill Casino?
The Mill is not listed. You're talking about Agua Caliente Casino Resort and Spa in Rancho Mirage, California.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Deadwood Mountain Grand in Deadwood, South Dakota.
Ooh, I want to do South Dakota.
Mohegan Sun Wolf Den. Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Michigan.
The Soaring Eagle.
Yeah.
Their catchphrases.
There's a couple in Canada way.
Here comes Don Henley, fucking swooping down for lamb.
And
is that Don Felder?
The Coliseum at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas.
Caesar's Palace.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that where Little Caesar's Pizza comes from?
Yeah.
Little Caesar's. Do they have Little Caesar's Palace?
Little Caesar's Palace.
They should, dude.
It's with just a pizza casino.
It's a
pizzino.
Yep.
It's a pizzeria casino. It's a Little Caesar's Pizza.
Here's an award they give out. Don Romeo Talent Buyer of the Year Award.
Casino.
A Talent Buyer of the Year Award.
Okay. I want to introduce myself to him because he could buy my talent.
That's right.
Is that the people that work for...
The award is named after Don Romeo, and Fran Romeo and RJ Romeo are both up for the award, along with Billy Brill.
Why do they always leave out Juliet?
Hey, Fran and Romeo.
Billy Brill.
Brill?
You don't know Brill?
Reminds me of Billy Bolt.
Billy Bolt. He hasn't got back to Billy
from the Couve. There's a radio station, the Couve, up there in Vancouver, KOUV.
The Couve, Billy.
He's got
out
the
there.
Metal zone.
Get out there, get back to it.
He's giving the cold shoulder to the victims of internal decay.
Check out the new victims.
That's right. They're old. You fucking prick up your ass, you anal piece of shit.
That's the new Russian translation.
You hear that the people in Sochi, they don't like gay people. That's what I say, you fucking liar. Putin has fucking cock up his ass. He has huge dick in his virgin pussy. Go ahead.
Check this out. You know KKNU?
Kukanu?
Yeah, out of Eugene. It's an FM station.
No. Oh, yeah. No.
They are Bill is that Barrett, Tim Fox, and Tracy Berry are on-air personality of the year nominated in a small market.
Tracy Berry, she was a news reporter.
I think it's different. A different Tracy Berry.
Oh, well. Congratulations to you guys.
Yeah, out there in the Oregonian.
Couple FM for radio station of the year.
Wow, nice job.
How would you win Radio Station of the Year?
By vote.
Would it just be votes?
What do we win?
But then you'd have to listen to...
Best podcast of the world.
Yeah, we already won that, though.
Right?
We did.
I give it to you guys, and that's what matters.
This is going to be the best two episodes because we got Death Metal Dave.
Yeah.
That's right. He's clear from Nevada. Right. Do you ever get to go up to Lake Tahoe very often?
Yeah, I do every once in a while.
We seriously? Go up
there. Whiskey Dicks, man.
Really?
Catch it in South Lake, man. A lot of good shows at Whiskey Dicks.
Do you ever see bears up there?
No. They have a problem with bears, but I'm not up there enough.
They do have a problem with bears.
They do have a problem with
bears.
Okay,
good, because I thought I was fucking having a weird dream, but I heard this story that the students at the college on the Nevada side of Lake Tahoe are being advised not to feed bears or pet them or spank them on the butt.
Probably.
Now, why would you want to spank a bear on the butt? Some Sierra Nevada college students said
why wouldn't you?
The campus students have made it a game like, to spank the bears on the ass.
Okay, yeah.
And then you run.
And it's like punching the victim on the street, right?
Or
it's
like
bear bullying.
It's cow tipping.
It's like bear bullying.
It's like, yeah.
This is Incline. I guess that's the name of
Incline
the town.
Incline Village.
Okay, so Incline Village.
It's on a steep slope.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funnier if you like... If you went instead of slapping them on the butt, what if you put a kick me sign on their back?
But smack right. them on the back with a kick.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and then they got to go around and see.
Or
what?
That way you could tell if bears could read because they'd be kicking each other.
Or a sign that said "Don't feed the bears."
Yeah.
Right.
Or what if you just ran up instead of smacking them on the ass, you just stuck your thumb up their butthole and then ran.
Right. That
because
was
this guy.
You ran with them on your thumb.
No, you just pull it out.
You
put it up there just for like
bear
second,
bread.
Just about as long as you leave your card in the ATM machine. You just put it in and pull
That's
it out.
It's credit carding like, a bear.
Yeah,
it's credit carding a bear.
Yeah, if you can swipe your thumb.
Incline Village
back.
Card. It's
That's
credit
right.
carding the bear.
So they're encouraging kids not to be swiping the bears with their thumb.
Kids.
He's encouraging people to keep their garbage and bird feeders safe from bears.
Yogi don't like you messing with him.
I would do that.
He slapped him right on the ass.
You'd want to get a good, nice garbage can that the bears wouldn't be coming around. And you wouldn't want to leave your picnic baskets around.
But see, their picnic baskets are being left out on purpose to lure the bears in to spank them.
And
there's
no snow in the Sierras, so the snowboarders and people in the mountains are bored.
Snowboarders?
The snowboarders. Snowboarding is fun, dude.
It sounds like it's dangerous, though.
Herbergurt snowboarding!
It sounds like it's dangerous, though, to go around spanking the butts of bears.
I would think that they would maybe lash out.
Is this a true story?
It is true. I looked it up.
Check into it more because...
There's a new group right there in Incline called... Bear safety something.
Oh, yeah.
I've lost it now.
There are a lot of bears.
It's called Bear Smart Tahoe. It's a group.
Your garbage can is locked in a cage.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
And it's kind of crazy because
raccoons are known to get in those things, too.
Yeah.
But then you can eat those, though, because raccoons are tasty.
Right. They're easier to, like, take with a knife.
You ever kicked a possum in the face?
No, but one time.
You haven't? Didn't you grow up around these parts?
I took my dog to the river one time.
Take me to he was singing Talking Heads to me.
Yeah, I was on the river. Okay. And he went into a hole. And so I was crying because I heard a rustle in the hole. And they were scurrying around. And out of the hole came a possum and my dog behind it.
Rustle in
and
the
when
hole.
They came out into the light and saw me, the possum just hit the ground and laid there. And I had never really seen a possum.
Except for that?
Play possum.
Did you chop its head off?
No, I shot it.
All right. Well, either way.
In front of my dog.
With a gun?
With a gun.
Dude, why are you so... Pete is on us already for the fucking leather chucks. Now you're killing possums with a gun? Just because he played dead? He wasn't trying to harm you. No.
Who do you
then
think
I
would win
it.
In a fight, Dave? A bear or a penguin with a switchblade?
This is a question we ask.
Is the switchblade taped to his head or his wing clipper?
His flipper.
Straight up and down or sideways?
Taped to the flipper.
Is taped to the flipper?
The bear.
What if they were on an iceberg?
Was it a polar bear or a black bear?
Just a grizzly.
Does he get Klondike and Coke?
The penguin.
All right.
I would say a polar bear would win if he had his Klondike and his Coca Cola. Because that's what those things live on.
They do, right?
They just eat
Klondike bars.
And Coca Cola.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the Coast
Absolutely.
Bears. Yeah. They're just all coked out on green crack. I was telling you about the crack pipes they sell in Vancouver, British Columbia, in an effort
Did
to
you say
stop
they were plastic.
The, yeah, check they're Pyrex, dude. In an effort to stop the spread of disease among drug users, they have installed crack pipe vending machines in the downtown East Side neighborhood. They sell for 25 cents. You can get a crack pipe for a quarter.
Wow.
This is about increasing access to safer inhalation supplies in the downtown East Side. This is one piece of the larger puzzle, Caitlin C. of the CTV Vancouver said.
How many have been sold?
You have to have treatment, you have to have detox, and you have to have safe spaces to use your drug of choice, and you have to have safe and clean supplies. Now, why would you think that if you got a Pyrex crack pipe for 25 cents, it'd be any safer? Well, because they're more durable, less likely to chip and cut drug users' mouths than the traditional pipes, and it says that it saves people from HIV and hepatitis C.
That all goes back to the old, whatever happened to the AIDS thing. When we first heard about that, everybody,
AIDS?
Yeah, now it's just not such such a hype anymore. AIDS, it was like herpes. Remember, like one time herpes loved the fucking STD, you know?
Magic Johnson still has AIDS, doesn't he?
Yeah, look at him. Like, he weighs more than me. I look worse off than him.
He doesn't have AIDS, though.
Since 88.
He has HIV.
Yeah, absolutely. But because he lays in a bed of money.
That's right. He keeps his money all around him.
Mm-hmm.
I keep hearing knock next door. Are we waking the neighbor?
No, I think the door is blowing around.
Yeah, the screen door is whipping in the wind.
The screen door.
No, he doesn't come out of his house very much on a weekend because he's got to work a lot during the week. So he uses that as an excuse, I think. He's turning into a homebody, but we all are, aren't we?
Right, right.
We were just talking about that earlier. That
you like Alec Baldwin?
I don't.
What?
Well, no, I like him balls? In some movies. I think it's funny how he's such a fucking asshole and kind of gets
a sweaty
away
balls
with it.
Guy.
Like when he refused to stop playing Words with Friends on the fucking flight. Remember? Did you hear about that one?
Yeah.
He's saying goodbye to public life.
The fuck ever. What's he doing?
He's going to spend the 150.
In an interview, he said that
he's going to spend the $150 million trillion that they have saved. Already.
I'm saying goodbye to public life.
Right.
I'm just going to have a private life now.
Yep. He says this after getting caught yelling angry anti-gay slurs to a photographer in November.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And his show got canceled. And so
he's
saying
fucking
goodbye.
Faggot, fuck your dad up the fucking asshole.
You should get back all your money.
Of flack for things that you know, just
yeah.
It's not like. No, he never said, hey, look up to me. I'm Alec Baldwin. I should be a role model.
Yeah.
You know, it's fucking...
It's like Duck Dynasty.
A lot of people have anger issues.
The Duck Dynasty guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? They lived. How come they lived through their thing and, like, Alec didn't live through his?
Well, because they have a reality TV show.
Money. It's all about money.
Piers Morgan is getting his show canceled, too.
Really?
Is it because he's gay? Or is he gay?
Well, I don't know if he is.
No, he's married.
He could be.
He's married to a man.
He was on Celebrity Apprentice. I think he won it.
Wow. He's fucking... Must have his shit together.
Yeah.
I know Tom Green did not win. He got fired after the third week for going out and getting drunk with Dennis Rodman when he was supposed to be a project manager. Did you watch that season with Tom Green and Dennis Rodman?
Gosh, you guys are just...
Oh, yeah, I did watch that.
Rodman, that's a whole
nother
show.
Yeah, I watched that show.
He's in Korea playing basketball with some weirdos.
I watched that season, yeah. I did.
Yeah.
With the Tom Green and Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman, I think, was project manager and took off to go drink.
Yeah, they got Tom Green all drunk, and then Tom got fired. He's like, apparently he takes it real seriously, and he fired me, so whatever. You're fired.
Yeah. He gave Bret Michaels a hard time because he won and then came back to play again. It's like, you already won. Why would you come back and you're not going to do better?
No, right?
He gave him a really hard time.
Oh, he might die.
But that was when he was going through all that shit with his fucking head thing.
Yeah,
he
thought
let him win.
I thought he was going to die.
He's a hard-working cat, though. You got to admit, he's a hard-working fool. Even if you don't like what he does.
Yeah, he's a hard worker. Like, we're working hard right now at smoking some fucking weed.
It's nice to be back in Oregon.
It's nice to be back in the podcasting saddle. We've had like a
hiatus.
Yeah, we had like some shit going on, and that didn't happen. We did like 200 episodes or something without ever taking a break. Maybe a little break, but we'd always pre-record episodes to cover our arses, but these acts of gods and shit. Olympics coming on. Fucking shenanigans with the Olympics.
I'll give you some shenanigans.
Okay, give me one right now.
Shenana.
Again.
Hey-o.
That doesn't make any sense.
You hear Kiss sounds like rock and roll.
Sounds like a coat for a banana.
Is canceled.
What's canceled?
Kiss's Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame performance.
No, but canceled. You know what's not canceled?
Huh?
The fucking Motley Crue final tour ever coming to Portland on July 26th with yeah. Alice fucking Cooper.
Cooper and Reno. It's coming to Reno.
Oh,
too.
I'm sure it is coming to Reno. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's coming everywhere. It's coming all over your face because it's right. Fucking Vince Neil.
I did not get my ticket for that.
They got to do it before Mick Mars dies.
Oh, you know why they canceled the performance? They canceled it.
Because
they could not agree on which lineup should perform at the ceremony.
Because Ace and Peter should be there. I don't think that fucking yeah. Eric Singer and fucking Tommy Thayer should be included in the Hall of Fame bullshit.
Neither did I. Period. Yeah, period. Fuck that.
And bloody pussy.
Yep.
Yeah, that's really hiding behind the mask.
It is.
Kiss said it won't perform with any lineup. They said it was an emotional situation where there was no way to please everyone.
It should just be Gene and Paul with the two other robots.
Why didn't they just fucking
right? I think Peter and Ace should get together and do Lick instead of Kiss. They could do Lick and probably be just as talented.
Lick it up.
They just do Lick.
It'd be Kiss it up.
Kiss it up. Yeah, they'll do a song.
Whoa.
Come on, come on.
Fucking Paul Stanley.
They also mentioned Bruce Kulick and Eric Carr, but they did not mention Vinnie Vincent or Mark St. John.
Well, Mark St. John was a big part of the whole deal there for a while.
Yeah, why didn't they just have them all up on stage? They can't find a way to all put a three-song set together where they could showcase all of them at some point in there?
No other bands are doing that, though.
No.
What?
Like, if you have a band that's changed members fucking 50 times over 50 years, and then you make it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they're not going to come back and say, well, this guy was in the band. We got to let him play a song. This
dude,
guy's in the band.
Fucking Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr just got together and performed yet. Kiss can't make up their mind. Make up their mind.
That's fucking funny. Yeah, but they had cool people. Like, I don't know if you know this, but fucking Dave just went to dinner with the drummer from that performance. Fucking
Kenny Aronoff.
Kenny Aronoff. Nice. They were fucking hanging out, dude.
Nice. Right.
Yeah. Shooting up coke. Wait, no, they weren't. They were just
butt
drinking.
Sex.
They were just fucking drinking coke.
Those butt
and
sex.
Yep. Eating some dinner and hanging out with who's the other dude from the guitar place or something?
That's Greg Golden and Bizarre Guitar.
Greg Golden from Bizarre Guitar.
If you ever want the best deal on a guitar.
That's right. And you're in Reno, go to Bizarre Guitar with Greg Golden. In stereo.
Best service anywhere.
That's right. He's getting ready to sell a guitar to Dave that's what was that one you were telling me about?
It's a LTD South of Heaven.
It's a South of Heaven guitar, yes. Yeah. Fucking awesome. Because they drove Maytan Music right out of business, didn't they?
They are closed. They are closing their doors.
Right. It's because Bizarre Guitar rules.
Right.
Maytan Music.
They kept giving their money to Dave.
He kept buying more meth. Yeah. More meth, more meth. Right. It's like, no, I don't do...
That's taboo. I mentioned Dave Maytan over there. They get all butter.
I don't drink alcohol anymore because my liver's fucked up, so just do meth every day.
Went in there and thought I could get a good deal. Mentioned Dave Maytan.
They throw you out the store.
Yeah, I did.
We're not serving your kind here.
Yeah, sure, we'll get the price.
Wait, I don't really know him. I just heard his name.
Yeah, that's not the right price on that. It's a little more.
It's double now. You know Dave? He owes me money. Yeah. Some bitch. Some bit.
They're closing their doors.
It's a going. So they're not completely closed right now?
Not yet, no.
So they're having a going out of business sale?
Yes, they are. But they don't really do guitars. They only do musical instruments for high school kids, which is kind of a bad thing. They do pianos.
Like oboes and shit?
And they're luthiers. They do, like, they repair violins.
They sell tubas?
Yep.
Fuck tubas.
All you can do is a tuba.
You ever fucked a tuba?
It's a fucking flower pot, dude.
You gotta put so much liver in a tuba before you can fuck it. You ever fucked a tuba full of liver?
It was a flower pot, dude.
Chicken hearts feels good if you warm them up.
Chicken hearts.
A tuba. A tuba
about a French horn?
Slip
a French horn full of tuba. Oh, wait.
A French horn.
A French whore full of fucking chicken livers feels just like a French whore full of chicken liver.
When I was in high school, I blew a French horn.
What? How much did she pay you for that? Oh, my God. Have you ever been to Florida, Dave?
No, I have not.
Do you ever want to go to Florida?
Maybe if it was, man, I'd meet like Scott Burns or somebody like
that. Have you ever wrestled? Yeah. Would you go over there to wrestle an alligator?
Because they're looking for some croc handlers, no experience necessary. Serious. We got crazy people.
Also,
what's
crazy
the pay on that?
Would you go there for
minimum wage, but it's good.
Would you go there for a crocodile? Because you can't find those very much. Sometimes they sell for like $20 a pop on eBay.
Dude, you got me. I'm thinking Choco Taco, but Chocodiles, what was
it's
that
like
one?
It's like a chocolate-covered Twinkie.
Hey, look.
I do it. Those
look,
are
it's
good.
The train coming out the wall. We're going to Magic Money Land.
Is that like Mr. Rogers and waiting for that kid?
Here it comes.
Here it comes.
No, actually, this is our music for crazy Floridians. We have a thing where we talk about people from Florida because they do fucking crazy stuff, stupid stuff. Like we were talking about, they're looking for crocodile handlers that have no experience necessary. You guys need to stop, collaborate, and listen. Check it out. A Florida man named Rob Van Winkle.
Rob Van Winkle, they dead.
Vanilla Ice. The Florida.
No. Yep.
Florida is now naming Vanilla Ice as their outstanding citizen of the year. He's from Wellington, Florida.
I believe it.
Today they will be honoring him. According to the Palm Beach Post, they want to acknowledge Van Winkle for his spirit of giving and dedication to the town.
Rice, rice, baby.
Rice, rice.
He's been giving rice to homeless people and babies for more than 10 years.
He said that on. He was on the Celebrity Cooking Cook-Off.
Oh, he did.
He was on there with Penn Teller.
I see that. But I did not see him
and
say
Herschel
rice.
And Herschel Walker won it.
He's got his own reality show right
Florence
now called.
Florence Henderson was on there.
The Vanilla Ice Project.
Florence. She was so hot in her day.
She was fucking Greg.
And also.
Fucking great.
He's he does that Vanilla Ice Amish show too,
huh?
Where he goes
rescues
and helps
the Amish girls. Get out of
there. You know, he goes to the Amish and helps them build.
Oh,
gets in on.
I like the ones where the guys smuggle the girls out.
Yeah, <Right? laughs> he does that too.
I wonder if Amish girls are Catholic girls or anything like each other.
So apparently, his show is so popular.
I watched the Amish one a little bit.
That they're just giving him a whole day. He's outstanding citizen of the year in Vanilla Ice Day.
He was on the Surreal
Key
Life.
To the city.
Remember when he melted down on there because of...
You've ever seen Vanilla Ice melt?
He's trying to get the big rappers another reason to hate him.
Ron Jeremy?
Ron Jeremy like took strippers in his bedroom or something like that, and he got all pissed because he thought his girlfriend was going to
go in there with Ron.
Wow. So yeah, that'll be all. I have some other Florida stories, but they're not that great.
I have a Kansasian story.
I couldn't hear you because you weren't looking at the mic.
A Kansasian.
Oh, we have a listener in Kansas.
Yep.
Topeka?
No, it's God, it's a weird name, and I'm pissed because I can't remember.
Topeka.
There's a person.
Lodge Medicine. Medicine Lodge.
Yeah.
Lodge Medicine. Medicine Lodge, Kansas.
Okay. There's a law that... in Kansas currently, it's okay to spank your child.
Okay. Is that... So, using the word spank?
Don't leave a mark.
Okay, are you using the spank in the literal word or the word for, like, masturbate?
No, in the literal word.
Okay, it's okay to not...
And now they're proposing a law that would allow up to 10 strikes of the hand and smacks hard enough to leave redness and bruising.
That's okay.
No, that's the new law that would allow that... From
do not let that pass.
Caregivers and school teachers.
Ooh.
Bad idea.
No, let's not do
bad
that.
Bad idea.
That's a bad idea.
I will come to the teacher's place
I will leave
of
red,
teaching.
I'll leave red marks on them.
Yeah.
Leave the beating to the parents.
Please, people, do not let that go.
take their phone away.
I will say no on that one.
Yeah, that's what you
say.
What
state is that going in?
Kansas.
Kansasians.
Oh, carry on, my wayward son. Carry on.
I forgot to change my shirt today.
I'm gonna spank my wayward son.
That's Kansas for you, isn't it?
You'll
be beat when you are done.
On that Talking Funny with Ricky Gervais and Louis C.K. and Jerry Seinfeld. Louis C.K. was talking about a performer he once saw doing a comedy song, and the guy was a gay comic, and he was doing a cover of that Otis Redding song, and he's like, sitting on a cock because I'm gay.
Watching you die.
Sitting on a cock because I'm gay.
Do you even need to go to a second verse after that, though? I mean, no. Is there any more for you to play?
Did I mess that up?
No, well, you'd have to. People would be waiting on the edge of their seat. Sitting on a cock and I'm gay. Wasting time. That's when I'm bored. Sung by Aaron Neville.
Sitting on the dock of the thought that was Otis Redding.
It is, but I'm better at doing Aaron Neville.
What about Michael Bolton? Didn't he do that song?
No, but he did Captain Jack. From
Captain Jack?
No, he did
Billy Joel.
He was the Lonely Island. Did a song. Have you seen that?
Which one?
The one with
Dick
Michael
in a box?
Bolton? No, the one with Michael Bolton.
No, I don't know if I've seen the one with
it's,
Michael Bolton.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Michael Bolton. Look it up.
Fuck that.
It's fucking funny, man.
Did you know on this day in history in 1899, Irish immigrant Joan O'Farke.
Joan O'Farke.
Joan O'Farke.
Oh, Fark.
Was arrested after a 3-hour boat chase in which two police officers drowned.
Whoa, that's scary.
Joan of Arc got chased by the cops?
Yep, in a boat chase. She was sentenced to 33 years in prison.
And then burned at the stake.
Joan O'Farke.
Joan O'Farke.
Oh, Fark.
Joan of Arc.
What the fuck are we going to do now?
Joan Aardvark.
Joan O'Farke was Aardvark.
Arthur is my favorite Aardvark.
Arthur?
Yeah, on PBS he wears those glasses. He's an aardvark.
Oh, yeah, he is. Is that what he is? His little snout's pretty short for an aardvark.
Yeah, I think he is supposed to be an aardvark.
I have no idea what
he's talking
about.
He used to
read
his books. Oh, you know Arthur. We talked about this before.
I guess I don't
know.
I always tune Arthur out. When I think of Arthur, I just think of Dudley Moore.
Yeah, or the new Russell Brand.
Oh, I hate that. I guess it's because he has an English accent.
Like Russell?
I don't know why.
His name is Arthur Timothy Reed.
Get him to the Greek. Arthur Timothy Reed.
Yeah.
He's got
He even has his own rap song.
All right. Well, so do we.
So do we. It's about
See,
to go
you don't
down.
Know Arthur, that guy?
I guess he's not a guy, though.
Well, he's an aardvark.
That's someone else, dude. You got the sword coming to Reno pretty soon? You like the sword? You ever listen to the sword?
It's like the 70s. Throwback metal in it.
Yeah, kind of. They're from Austin, yeah. They're beginning to be coming around here. I like those guys. You obviously just, you've heard of them, but don't listen
to
them.
Yeah, I'm not a big.
Not a big fan?
Not really.
Well, goddamn you. A two throwback for you?
No.
Trying to be
like a sword? It.
Yeah.
Sword's badass.
They're badass.
It's like 70s. Sort of the, you know, it's like a monster. 70s
sword. I thought we already discussed this, though, because you didn't use a sword to chop off that possum's head. You shot him.
I shot him.
Yeah, 22. Possum.
If you were a sword
us.
Fan, you would have had a sword on your back and just like in one motion. Whoosh,
he used to work at swords and shields.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day, we made toys for a living.
Terry routed his finger one day.
I did.
I was worried for his guitar playing forever. It was kind of crazy. Yep. I thought at the blink, at 100,000 RPMs, you could just lose all your abilities in a minute for a while. Yeah. I'm sure he would adapt.
Well, there's the old famous Tony Iommi chopping his finger off.
Right, yeah. The day before, yeah.
That launched his career.
Is that what you were trying to do back then?
Yeah, I thought maybe Void would get more popular. It's like it was last day at work, he routed his finger off. Oh, it wasn't his last day at work, he had to stay. He had to stay because he needed money to buy more guitar strings.
Yeah, I got some of that there.
You got some of that there?
I'm going to do that.
What do you got over there? So, yeah.
I have a list here. You like lists?
You do.
Yeah, I do.
I know. Right. Dustin is never listless.
Is it a top 10 list or is it a
top 13 list?
A top number 13.
Why number 13? This is the 13 most...
Oh, he forgot.
Influential candy bars of all time.
Number 13.
Dave likes to do
the Wonka
counting.
Bar. You ever had the Wonka bar?
I did.
Does it still make that one?
I've seen it resurface lately. It's like a graham cracker kind of thing,
it's
right?
Kind of a crispy, oh, yeah, with rice and stuff in
yeah. Yeah.
Number 12.
The Milky Way.
Why is it number 12? I thought that was like a staple for years.
I don't know. It was. But now it's all those dark chocolate ones. A little too dark chocolate with all that caramel for me.
Number 11.
Babe Ruth.
Now that looks like a turd in a punch bowl.
It won that.
I always think of turd in a punch bowl whenever I hear of Baby Ruth.
I know, but they're good.
They're nutty.
They're good to eat when you're sitting on the toilet, too.
Number 10.
You know, once I saw... once I was in the bathroom and there was this little ball, like right next to the toilet at work.
Yeah.
And it was just like a perfectly round little ball that looked like a turd. And I realized somebody had bought milk duds.
Oh.
And like the way the door swung open, the air would always pull in, so it probably rolled right from somebody dropping it. But it was just stuck there right on the edge of the floor of the toilet bowl. And I'm like, how would a ball of shit get right there?
Someone might have flicked it. You know?
That's true. And I also thought, who eats milk duds in the bathroom?
Yeah.
You drop one in the toilet, you don't want to go fishing after it.
Food and toilet don't really go.
Which one of those is
number
the milk
10 though? Is Nestle Crunch.
What does it have to do with the chicken?
I used to like to do the Nestle Crunch. You'd let it melt, right? Like in the sun, and then you'd put it in the freezer, like reshape it to anything you wanted and put it in the freezer.
What?
And then you'd have a candy bar in any shape you wanted.
What shape would you make?
I don't know. I'd just twist it around.
I'm trying to think of what number 9 would be.
Snickers.
Cadbury milk chocolate.
Huh.
I guess just a chocolate bar, Cadbury chocolate bar.
I would prefer the egg.
Really?
I
like that shit in the middle, dude.
You don't like it?
Fuck, no, that's gross.
I tried letting it hatch one time, but it never did.
If you sit on one,
it will not hatch.
Dude.
Oh, shit, get out of the building.
Number 8.
Scharfenberger.
The Scharfenberger chocolate. What is it?
I don't have any idea.
That's not a real thing, is it?
I don't know, but it's not fucking... It's not influential if it ain't goddamn... I don't know what the fuck it is.
Oh, they're the most influential chocolate bars of all time.
It was the world's first
one. Oh, we're getting into...
artisanal chocolate bar.
Oh, we're getting into Ghirardelli and... We're getting in here.
About fucking Ghirardelli. I want candy bar, real fucking candy bars on this list.
Charleston Chew.
Which reminds me of number 7, Granada chocolate. We'll skip that one because it sounds like the same thing. And number 6, chicken dinner.
Winner, winner.
Winner, chicken dinner.
That's a candy bar?
Chicken dinner is a candy bar.
Never heard of it.
All right, well, this bar debuted in 1923. It was the first chocolate bar to be marketed as nutritious.
Chicken broth in it?
A nut-packed treat as candy made good. It was discontinued in the 60s, but it helped
Chico
spawn
stick?
The power bar.
What about the Chico stick?
Number 5 is Snickers.
Okay. I like a Snickers.
Right.
But there's so many different kinds.
Are you satisfied with it, though?
There's so many different kinds of Snickers now.
The Three Musketeers, have you said that one yet?
No. Yep. I always liked the fucking cookies and cream Twix.
Yeah, me too. Those were good.
Nestle milk chocolate makes it in at number 4.
Okay.
Where's Hershey? Oh, they got to be coming down the list.
Number 3 is Toblerone.
I never heard of that.
I've seen a commercial for
Toblerone.
It's one word.
Thing with the little, they're
Toblerone.
Are they caramel people or are they just chocolate?
Yeah,
chocolate,
what happened to
nougat?
Whatever happened to caramello?
Almonds and honey.
Oh, caramello. You can Rolo.
It's the first bar to debut with a filling.
Dude, I don't think that this is a very good list.
It came out before Hershey's launched. Chocolate bar with almonds.
A world list, or is this an American list? Because I think we're pretty standard down to the Three Musketeers, the Snickers, and the Milky Way, I thought.
Yeah.
And the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Hey, they interviewed candy experts and historians to determine the list.
Okay, well, let's hear the top 5.
Number 2 is Hershey's Milk Chocolate Bar. And number 1, can you guess?
Milky Way.
Nope.
Reese's.
Nope.
Fucking
no. Let me get one more on this.
Is it chocolate?
Yeah, there is chocolate on it. It's chocolate covered.
Zagat. No.
No.
Oh, they made a Zagat bar, right?
No. Zagat.
The popular one. You hear the ditty all the time.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Close.
Twix.
Twix.
What would you do? Twix. No, that's Klondike
Kit
bar.
Kit Kat.
There it is. Kit Kat.
Oh, give me a break, dude.
I will give you a break.
Break me off a piece of that. Chit Chat.
Dude, it was the first candy bar to be marketed at around sharing. Did you realize that's what it was? That's
I why never shared my chocolate. Dude.
I know.
I just eat like a bite out of the four of them across just so no one else wants any. You know? Like,
I guess if it's a two situation, I sometimes give one piece to, you know, my significant other.
Yeah, if you're going to buy, significant buy another one for him, right?
Right.
Yep. It paved the way for other blockbuster bars across the world like Snickers and Butterfinger. And
I can't believe a lot of those didn't make the list.
Google's Android's new operating system is going to be called Kit Kat.
Marathon Bar, whatever happened to that?
And in January, Tokyo opened up its first all Kit Kat store. Featured Kit Kat flavors like edamame, soybean, purple sweet potato, and wasabi Kit Kat.
What, wasabi?
You eat a purple sweet potato Kit Kat?
Never heard of these things, dude.
The big hunk.
I don't know whether they're telling me the truth or not.
The big hunk.
What about
That was a fucking piece. That's a piece of nougat you could put.
Dude, I know. What about Abba Zabba?
Ah, man. They're not even in there.
You my only friend. And what else do you had? You Chico stick.
Mm-hmm. Chico sticks, man. Mm-hmm. Those and the M&Ms. I mean, where were they?
The candy button.
It's M&Ms. It's the
Sixlets.
Candy. Sixlets.
Whatchamacallit?
Those burn your throat, rip your mouth if you eat too many.
Whatchamacallits?
What? No, Sixlets.
Oh, Sixlets, yeah.
It's a tangy chocolate.
Tangy?
It's a tangy, weird chocolate when you eat too many of those little round spheres.
Are you sure?
Are you
Did you know that Ricky Gervais used to be in a new wave pop duo called Siona Dancing?
Is that like Duran Duran?
Pretty much. It looks more
His
like...
His name is Rico.
It looks Ricky. More like Wham.
Wham.
It's a pop duo.
Well, just wake me up before you go, ah.
Wow. So, you know, I guess a lot of the comics are
Careless
like washed-up musicians who never made it.
Did you know that most cats are lactose intolerant?
I did not know that.
Isn't that crazy?
Did you know that 40% of all North American house cats are obese?
Here's a fun one for you.
Somewhat.
Yeah, see, 40%.
Here's a fun one for you. Did you know that according to a new book, Cat Sense, a cat actually thinks you are a giant non-hostile cat?
Yeah, that's why I always meow at her.
That's why I relate. Mew to all my cats out there. And hey, Woodward and Noodles, you're the best dogs ever.
I don't like dogs, sorry. I mean, I like your dogs. I like your dogs.
I got some funny, cool dogs.
I know, but if you get them down on their back and, like, rub their belly, does sometimes they take their penis out?
No, not yet.
Never?
No.
Never played Red Rocket lipstick?
I've seen them Red Rocket, but they never get it all excited on me like that.
Well, you're lucky then.
That's his Christmas tree bulb.
Christmas tree bulbous.
We saved that for Christmas. I busted out then.
Gross. Did you have a Christmas tree this year? I mean, last year?
No, I do not.
We did not.
I don't cut them down like that.
We had a fake one.
No, yeah, me too.
Did you have bulbs?
It's like, yeah. No, I didn't have glass. Yeah, I have Christmas bulbs and garland. And then we make popcorn garland, we did. Me and two of my granddaughters.
I do the same thing like that, but with cigarette butts instead of popcorn.
That's cool. I never thought of that.
Yeah, that's a great way.
You really make you think about Christmas, huh?
Yeah.
Right, there you go.
What I like to do, too, with those is you put them in a giant bowl for Halloween. Right. And hold it above the kids' heads, and you're like, grab a handful.
That's awesome. Mom and dad are behind them, and you'll be like, Think about it.
Yeah, they just think it's candy corn.
They pick through it later.
Ew. You guys are making me happy. Happy sick.
Better than razor blades.
It is. I think that's a myth.
Do you think anybody's ever actually done that? Put a razor blade in like a popcorn ball?
I did.
People are sinister, dude.
I did that, but I just had it at my house. I didn't try to give it to anybody.
What have you ate?
They didn't pick it out of the bowl.
I like to play Russian popcorn.
He did it, but they didn't pick it out of the bowl.
Is that an Olympic event this year?
Russian roulette? Yes, Russian popcorn fucking roulette. We stick razor blade in fucking asshole. You pull popcorn ball out fucking penis hole. That's a threat in Russian. To keep your homosexuals away from our children's. It's no gay people and fucking we send them to Siberia.
I'll give you a reverse popcorn ball.
That's right. It's new Russian sex act.
The reverse popcorn ball.
We call reverse popcorn ball when we stick popcorn ball up your pee hole. And you fucked all your mothers last night. I don't know why Russian people can't do, like...
Is that Russian you're speaking?
It's American. But they can't fucking say right word combinations together. You know what I'm saying? They say, is dick stuck up your ass? Or I'll rip out your ass and poke your eyes out. Fuck off, you flea child. Why would you call someone a flea child?
Somehow along, they got a copy of Scarface back
in
the 80s.
Stop sucking your grandfather's dick.
They had a copy of Scarface back in the day, and they've just went with it ever since.
I fucking will hit you in your face.
Did you see Aaron Paul's going to be in the Need for Speed movie?
I did see that. I think he's going to be the new Aaron Paul Walker.
Did he drive?
No, that's what I thought.
Did he drive fast cars?
It was going to be a Fast and the Furious movie, and I thought, well, that's actually a good role for him. But then it was Need for Speed, and I thought, well,
that's just a video game.
A video game.
You ever think Paul Walker
based on a video game?
You ever think he should have done more of just that? Yeah, Paul.
Do you think if he would have lived, he might have had to use one? Broke his back. Paul Walker, he's really living up to his name. People get mad because I had never heard of the guy until he died.
He did the new one, Need for Help.
need for Life. Fast and the fucking...
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you're driving. I mean, Christopher Reeve drove a horse.
Yeah, he drove it into the ground. He was beating a dead horse. Hey, anybody who's listening, don't forget this Friday night is a fucking comedy show down at Denny's. Hopefully there'll be another fist fight because we like to have fist fights. It starts about 9 o'clock, and we got... Daniel Caceres is going to be featuring for me. I'll be doing a headliner set. What's what do we call it at Denny's? When you get the most pancakes, you get to do the most minutes. So I've ordered a Hobbit Slam, a double. Also, Isaac Paris will be bringing his book of cartoons. He draws stuff and has little jokes that he tells with his comic book thing. Pretty awesome.
Comic book thing.
Well, yeah, he has like a big pad, you know. And then like he'll draw shit, and he has pre-drawn things that he tells jokes about. He's a comic that does art.
Illustrator.
Too. Yeah, pretty cool.
That is cool.
And also Jason Eifler will be in his house. That's Friday. This Friday, come to Denny's. It's free.
I'm gonna call back all the way to last episode when we talked about Telecaster people. Remember that?
Right. I'm real proud of the Denny's Corporation too to allow a chain in their business to allow
comedy.
Comedy. It already had a bar on the side or what?
Oh, yeah. They got Denny's Lounges.
Denny's Lounges.
And after the fight broke out and somebody put it on YouTube, I found that if you search Denny's Brawl, there's a ton of them. There's Denny's Lounges all over. And people fighting them all the time. So anyway, what about your Telecaster?
This guy used a Telecaster on his famous song, Stairway to Heaven.
What?
And on Led Zeppelin's first album, because he played a lot of it with the Yardbirds.
Well, he stole all his shit.
Can you name
shit.
That person?
I can't. Jimmy Page.
All right.
He's a thief.
Really?
Well, yeah.
I heard he works for the devil.
Have you ever heard that song by Spirit? It sounds exactly like the intro from Stairway to Heaven.
Huh.
Well, they
but he played it through a Telecaster. Do you believe that?
I believe it. I thought he was playing with a double neck Gibson. That's what I always saw him played on.
Like,
I played one of those one time at a music store in Salem. It was an authentic Gibson purple just like his double neck, 12 string on the bottom, 6 string on the top. I'm going to die. We're all going to die someday. You guys know that, don't you? Don't you?
You know, Andy Summers used a lot of Telecaster, too.
Yeah. But I fucking hate pigs. Just kidding. No, he's a guy. I liked his style. It was very weird, different. I think Sting and him really augmented each other with the Stuart Copeland.
And Copeland with all his off.
Those guys,
right?
Really were something. They like, I mean, a lot of their people might think, oh, the Police, Every Breath You Take, fucking King of Pain.
Oh yeah,
Those are still good. But listen to the first and second Police albums and tell me that in 1978 that wasn't like something.
It was killer.
Yeah, yeah, you're not kidding. Already doing like, what are these guys doing right now? I had that record as a child, about 10 or whenever it came out. Loved it.
I feel they're kind of the same way with the Outfield. They were like, Play Deep was. They had some good harmonies going on. You can't fuck with that. A lot of people didn't like it.
Like the Outfield. It's all coming out now. He loves Blind Melon in the Outfield. Those are his two favorites.
The new Carcass is killer.
I like, Surgical Steel.
Yeah.
They're probably coming to Reno, right?
Yeah.
The Decibel Tour with Carcass.
Carcass.
With Gorguts.
Yeah.
Dude, remember Gorguts?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the new Cars album.
Is there a new Cars album? Rico Kasich?
Well, it's...
I thought he was playing with Jack White.
It's relatively new. I mean, considering it was 35 years between the two albums.
I guess 3 years is new compared to 35. It's newer than it is old. We're copying.
Rico Kasich was on it, wasn't he?
It's a cop-a-thon.
Of course he was.
He just produces Weezer anymore.
He does?
Huh?
Does he produce all their albums?
I think he has. Or at least the first one.
Guess what, Hans? We're back. We're copping up on a storm. We're copping up on
storm. Is this cop on?
Cop on? What are you talking about? Willis.
Willis.
Willis, what are you talking about?
Who's Willis?
So, I know you go to a lot of shows down there, Dave, but like, if we were to go to your house right now and push eject on your CD player, what would be in there? What have you been listening to lately?
Well, my roommate JR, you know him, of course. His dad bought him a banjo for Christmas. So we have been doing a lot of Hellbound Glory from Reno. Have you heard of them?
No.
Hellbound Glory's Outlaw Country.
Cool.
Outlaw Country. Leroy, he's a good dude. You ever get in Hellbound Glory? They just have a lot of good songs.
I'll check them out.
Yeah. And that'd be probably the most part. A lot of Hellbound Glory, a lot of Hank the Third.
I was going to mention Hank the Third because I see JR posting a lot of that.
Yeah, we do a lot of Hank the Third lately. And actually, at first, but then I just love music in general. So.
Right. You've been listening to some Outfield and some Blind Melon.
I knew I shouldn't have said
come on.
Anything.
Because it's on a vacation far away.
I do try to karaoke that. Not that
That's
one.
That's too fucking high.
I like
homie.
Say It Isn't So. Say It Isn't So. And if you're out there, please come to Reno. No.
I bet they got at least a $7,000 guarantee. More than Pat Travers, right?
Pat
Travers is $7,500. Pat Travers is coming to Sio, dude. Can you believe it? Pat Travers,
Pat
man.
Pat Travers in Sio.
With fucking Floater and right. Andy Shred.
In the shred. I do watch that guy all the time, and he can shred.
Oh, he does. He's a shredder.
I watch that. I show my
friend. You know, Rico Kasich, he also produced Bad Brains album and Bad Religion.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah. What's in Hans's CD player today?
Tell us.
Okay, Hans, what are you listening to? You guys got any guesses? You had guesses the other day.
Yeah.
Ooh. This is a deep cut. This is a deep cut. I'll give you some clues.
Is it
either
a band I would know?
Yeah, and it's from the 70s, and it's a band we've talked about many times, and it's a band that spawned other bands that you have had interest in. And yeah, you'd know them. They're from the 70s.
Oh, well, that one killed it for me, because I was going to go Piper at the Gates of Dawn.
Nope.
But that didn't really
Floyd.
Influence other bands for me.
Nope, not Pink Floyd. I'll give you one clue, and it'll give it away to anybody who knows anything about them. Fripp.
Trip or
King
Frip?
Crimson?
Frip.
Listen to King Crimson?
Yep. Yes. The album's called Thrack.
Thrack.
Thrack off.
Thrack off. So, yeah, he's going right from the other day he was listening to Zoroaster, and now he's listening to King Crimson. Which, you know,
I like Crimson.
I hate to be a hit lover, but I've always loved the 21st Century Schizoid Man. Because I heard other covers of that that really, you know, the Scorpions did it, and I think April Wine did it, and like Tool recently did it. And it's a good song, and then I listen back.
It's a badass song, man. There's a lot of fucking tone coming out of that fucking.
They had a lot of good songs, and I think you know they're overlooked by a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
But they're
and you're
also
not even an Elp like fan
Elp.
Either.
Elp. Oh, yeah. Emerson Palmer. Yeah, because Greg Lake was in it, but like only for
a short
time. I
don't think you ever really listened to him.
No, I never had any way to. And I know Brian Eno probably had something to do with it there for a while, which I know I liked his work with Bowie and stuff like that, but. I was listening to, before I got my record player fixed, I was listening to Sepultura's old Morbid Visions, which is also has a, it's a double CD, or it's two tapes on one CD, but there was a friend of mine who's trying to put together an old school Sepultura tribute band that just does like anything from Arise and back, like Beneath the Remains, fucking Bestial
Devastation. Before Max left.
Oh, Bestial Devastation. Well, yeah, even Roots and Chaos AD. I love that stuff, but in comparison to like Arise and Beneath the Remains,
Beneath
it was just
the
so
Remains.
Those are two important albums, though, in helping harder music into the mainstream.
Oh, for sure. Just like any of those bands that I see.
You know, even the like the Snap Your Fingers, Snap Your Neck single from Prong.
Even shitty bands like Corn Lip Biscuit.
And the Black Album, unfortunately, you know, kind of
bands like Slipknot.
The ability to let a lot of harder music on.
Mainstream
bands
radio.
Bands like
Countdown to Extinction.
Bands like
that's
Corn
commercial.
Lip Biscuit.
It went commercial.
It did.
It did help in
you
a lot
know,
of
right
ways,
then,
and it just went commercial mainstream.
And now people don't freak out so bad when there's a heavy metal band playing at the Front Street Bar when like 10 years ago, they'd be like leaving, covering
their ears.
But they've seen that stuff on like the Grammys or something when there's a live band. Yeah. That's like, you know, Metallica was on the Grammys, and they're like, man, that heavy metal stuff, it's not. Not that terrible, I guess.
I found that
Jethro Tull, Crest of a Knave.
I found that so many people that they like elders and stuff that like hear it on the radio, they hate it. But if they get caught up somewhere where it's live and they can hear it live and it's out,
see it,
and they respect it a lot more. And now, like, well, I definitely I was just a Hell Yeah and another one up there at the Knitting Factory in Reno, and there was a lot of people that were my age and older.
Yeah,
it was a lot. It was
a lot of metal fans that are, oh, you know, you run into a lot of people that are like our age, almost 50, right, that love Slayer.
Right? Oh, yeah. More and more all the time.
Yeah.
You know, that Thrak album came out in 95 and was remastered again 7 years later, and now they have a surround sound mix coming out of that album.
I didn't know any of that, so I was kind of wrong when I said that it was from the 70s. The band was originally from the 70s, but obviously the album was from the 90s.
Yeah.
Sorry, Hans.
There are two people played Stick on that album.
Stick?
Yep.
So they played Sticks?
I got a
with the between
Chapman
the two of them.
Stick is what it's called.
Well, if two of them played it, it's Sticks.
It is it is a member of the guitar family, has 10 or 12 individually tuned strings, and it's been used on recordings to play bass lines, melody lines, or textures.
Huh.
It's a polyphonic chordal instrument.
I've never heard of it.
Uh-huh.
A Chapman
stick. Is it like a piezo pickup? Have you heard this? Where the
I got a piezo pickup on my acoustic guitar.
Right.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Blue Man Group play a stick.
They do. Huh. Well, what do you know, Hans? You're making us learn some shit right now.
Yeah,
that's
Hans.
That's someone playing a stick right there. Though, let me see if I can get a bigger picture.
Hey, all you listeners, check it out.
Stick!
This is what a stick looks like, listeners. Can you see it in your ear holes?
Open up your ear.
Open up your ears. Open up your ears. Open up your ears.
There's a stick. Somebody playing a stick.
Oh.
Oh.
That's fucking... Oh. That's weird.
It's a stick.
From back here, it looks really weird.
It looks like he's double tapping or tapping all four.
He's got a
kind of look like he had a huge penis.
I didn't like that. Yeah.
Like, what is that?
What is that? If I was way back here, he was holding that up there like He was showing off a trophy.
It looks like a guitar strung forward and then backwards on the top side, and then you got some weird little thing going on, and then some other weird little thing going on.
And then other weird things.
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's sure been great hanging out with you guys up here.
Yeah, yeah, we're just about ready to wrap up here, and I know that you got to get going.
I'd hate to. I'd like to come back in another couple of days and do another episode, but
you can't do it.
I got a lot going on.
We cap people out, dude, at 2 episodes per week.
Right.
No, just kidding. We haven't had guests on the show for quite a while just because it's hard to get people out here.
Right.
When we don't have anything to offer them except for some pizza, because most of the people that would want to be on the show aren't from here. Because people around here don't do anything. I don't know why.
I sure would like to get like another adventure like we did before and going up there to Portland, dude. I'm glad to come down and do
that. We got. I'll talk to you about it after we get done with this episode here. But we got some dates brewing for victims that aren't finalized yet.
Clinic would surely like to play with the victims of internal decay one more time before the gray comes in on both of us.
The gray, it's already in. It's going to be here for a while. But yeah, we'd like to thank Pizza Now again.
Oh, man, that was delicious.
Pizza
Now.
And be sure to stick around after the show because we'll have plugs for the upcoming shows and whatnot. And check out my website, terrygile.com. It'll have my shows. Today's Wednesday, so I'll be at the casino tonight, my Virgin Casino gig.
Casino.
I get a room and I get money.
Bring the funny.
And I can't use the C word or the N word.
What, casino?
Cunt.
Oh.
And if some lady starts mouthing off to me, I'm going to say, lady, you're lucky that there's two words I can't say them because you're being one of them right now.
She'll know what you're talking about.
It starts with a C, ends with a T, and I'll see you next Tuesday. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Cart.
Oh, wait, is it Wednesday or is it Tuesday? I can't remember. Cart.
Cart.
Quit being such a cart.
Right.
They said I couldn't say that other word with four letters and starts with a C.
Cart.
I also can't say N word, which is Narnia.
Narnia.
Can't say Narnia.
I wouldn't go with that route anyway. Those Narnia jokes are always bad.
Want to follow my trail to Narnia?
Who wants to make fun? That's old making fun of something anyway.
That is.
It's all washed up.
So, yeah. Thanks, Dave, for being on the show.
Absolutely,
thanks,
bro.
Thanks,
guys. You guys are awesome.
Yeah. I'm glad you enjoyed the pizzas.
Right, I did, absolutely, Pizza Now.
And you got some cinnamon bread?
Right, call them up at 1705 Hill Street, Albany, Oregon.
You call them at their address?
I'll call them up right there, man.
I was going to give a number. That's an area code of 541-928-0900.
Go visit them down
call
at 541.
PizzaNow.com.
Yeah.
Right?
Pizza Dash
gotta
Now.
Got to have you cut some commercials
for us.
The
pizza was really good.
Yeah. No, we'll have you do some commercials for us when we got to do some spots after we get
done. Get our own top 13 list going.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, I forgot this news item. On this day in history in 1946, a construction crew in St. Paul, Minnesota stumbled across a frozen cow-like creature emerged in a block of ice. When thawed, the animal, still dead, began leaking fresh cold milk.
Did they drink it?
Yeah.
Get it pasteurized right now. Pasteurize it.
Dude, I looked at that thing and I couldn't get it past my eyes. Did you get it past your eyes?
I couldn't get it past my eyes.
I saw this girl the other day. She was visually impaired. She fucking looked weird. Hi-o! That's one of my new jokes. Okay. Hey, you guys, thanks for listening.
Tycast Podcast.
Get out there and do some humping.
Yeah.
And tell your friends about us in Papua New Guinea because we have no downloads there.
Right.
They still rape people in the streets there.
In what city is that?
Papua New Guinea. It's a country.
Oh, yeah, Papua New Guinea. I remember him. He's Papa Smurf's Guinea.
Dude, Papua New Guinea pig. All right, thanks for listening, guys.
Tagaz Podcast.
Hey, all you taggots. That's what we call you. Thanks for listening, and we're going to tell you some shows coming up now that you should probably go and see. Or go... be on, because we've got some open mics here. If you should try your hand at open mic comedy every other Monday night at Taylor's Bar and Grill in Eugene, 13th and Kincaid. It's the Donk Gong comedy show with the guys from K-Fly Radio. If you're not funny, they'll gong you, and that's always fun. Or you can go up to Salem on Tuesdays, every Tuesday at 8 p.m. at the Capital City Theater with your host Jared Richard. It's $5 to get in unless you're performing, and then it's free, and it's a great little venue for comedy. It's awesome. Every Wednesday at the Tiny Tavern, 4th and Blair in Eugene, it's 9:30 with Mac Chase. He also does the Friday Kush Cafe open mic in Eugene at 1235 Railroad Boulevard. That's at 9:30 for signups, 10 o'clock show. And every Thursday at the Green Room right next to Doc's Pad at 710 Willamette. You got the Green Room open mic every Thursday at 8 o'clock. So there's plenty of opportunities for you to go and do comedy. We're going to have an open mic after the show this Friday on the 28th at Denny's Lounge in Albany there on Spicer right off the freeway off I-5 exit 233. It will be Isaac Paris, Jason Eifler, Daniel Caceres, and myself. And it starts about 9 o'clock, and it's going to be free, or you can, you know, give a $5 donation or something like that, whatever you prefer. March 2nd, Bill Cosby is coming to the Holt Center in Eugene. He's super old, so this will probably be like the last chance you ever get to go see him. And because he is old, it's an early show, 2 p.m. 2 p.m. at the Holt Center, you can go see Bill Cosby at his Jell-O Pudding Pop. Doug Benson's coming to the Wow Hall for the fourth year in a row for his annual 420 show. It's always a day late with that dude. It's April 21st at the Wow Hall. Doug Benson, Brian Regan, also in March, I think, is coming to Salem. So we got some top-name touring comedians coming to the area. Check out your internet services for that. I had a great list of things here, and somehow it got all fucked up. But that's okay. Death Angel is coming this week here to the Hawthorne Theater, Portland. Local band Kingdom Under Fire will be opening the show. Tickets are $16 in advance, $20 at the door. March 17th, The Sword with Big Business at Hawthorne, $20 and $25 tickets. Carcass is March 30th at the Hawthorne Theater with Black Dahlia Murder, Gore Guts, and a couple other bands. $25 in advance, $28 at the door. In case you had tickets for Loudness, they've canceled their entire tour, so bummer. Jason Moser's band does not get to open for Loudness now. Roudness. So you can get your refunds there wherever you bought your tickets. May 3rd, Niall is coming to the Hawthorne Theater, and our buddies World of Lies are opening that, also with Seasons of Suffering from over there in the Bend area. Tickets are only $13.50 in advance, $15 at the door. Let's see if I can find any more shows. I had some more, but my list got screwed up. I'll be doing, at the end of March, the 28th, we'll have a the Denny's Comedy Show every last Friday of the month, so we don't have the lineup scheduled yet because it's quite a ways out. But I think Godflesh is coming to Portland soon, and B.B. King is coming to Salem. There's all kinds of good stuff going on. So I think Chelsea Peretti at the Hawthorne Theater, Intronaut, Queens of the Stone Age at the Keller Auditorium, already sold out in one day. So lots of good stuff to do. Go do it, you guys. Don't just sit at home. Go enjoy some local and national entertainment. And then when you get home, you can listen to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show some more at TedCastPodcast.com. Or you can listen to us on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn Radio, any of those. Any way you do it, thanks for listening, you guys. We'll talk to you later.